Well, another week, another win for Thomas Grassi. Why? Because Jade picked the Cowboys to win. That's called karma. Crossy Posse Packer Nation. Welcome to an episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I am your host, Tom Grassi.
And I'm Jade Grassi.
And thanks to Sephora for the calculations, I went 11-4 last week, bringing my overall record to 53-24-1. Jade went 10-5, still very respectable, going 48-29-1 on the season. Jade, as we are about a third of the way, well, actually more than a third of the way through the season now with week six, what has your strategy been thus far, and how do you anticipate that changing for the remainder of the season?
My strategy is go with my gut feeling. My strategy is let's see how I'm feeling when we talk about the game, how I'm hearing the teams playing. And that's what I go with. Gut can't always be right. I'm okay taking a loss. At least my losses haven't been like detrimental. I've been losing by one, maybe two, but I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. It's not a landslide for you, which we don't want it to be a landslide.
Oh, the landslide brings you down.
Exactly.
So we'll be jumping into week six if you're brand spanking new to predictions, which, by the way, these predictions episodes have been doing quite well. I think the last video made me 70 whole dollars.
It doesn't matter what it makes you. The point is you enjoy doing it.
That's true, and I get to spend more time with my loving wife.
I'll mess up your hair.
And so if you're brand new to predictions, what we do is I watch a bit of football, to say the very least. Jade doesn't. Jade, when's the last time you actually watched a full football game? I mean, I was very careful with the question I asked. You're like, I've walked by sometimes and it's on.
No, you put it on upstairs sometimes.
Yeah.
But then he goes and throws full in there.
A full football game.
That's what.
Jade's like, it was the summer of 62. And so let's start off with Thursday night football. Jade, the New York Giants taking on the New England Patriots. Now, this game, you know, the Giants are usually the Patriot killer. Even though they don't have Ingram, they don't have Barkley, they don't have Shepard, they don't have the other backup. So because of this, and because they're the Giants, and because the Patriots are the Patriots and are one of only two undefeated teams in football, I'm going to go with the Patriots, not just for the win, but for the easy win.
I'm going to go with the Patriots as well.
I like it. Then moving on to the Panthers, who have had a bit of a resurgence, you know, after starting 0-2 with Cam Newton, and then Cam Newton went bye-bye. Had to go reenact Stregonona somewhere on Broadway because he wore like the thing. Yes. Been doing pretty well thanks to one guy, Mr. Christian McCaffrey. And then there's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who after beating the Rams 2 weeks ago, I don't want to say came close to beating the Saints game because the game really wasn't that close. The score was a little misleading. But this should be a pretty good game, another divisional game, but I'm going to say the Panthers are going to take it and continue their win streak without Cam Newton, and then Cam Newton's going to come home, and everyone is going to be like, what are you doing here? We don't want you here no more. And Cam Newton's going to be like, in his Gucci stuff, what? No, you can't replace me. And Kyle Allen's like, replace? I already have.
Isn't that the whole point of having a backup quarterback, is that the main quarterback gets replaced if they're not doing well?
Yeah, but when the main quarterback comes back, he's supposed to take the job.
Not if the backup quarterback is doing a great job.
I don't know.
Just saying.
I don't know.
What did you say? How are the Buccaneers doing?
They're doing.
Well or not well?
Yeah.
That didn't answer my question.
A little bit of both.
I'm going to go with the Buccaneers.
Ooh, fancy. Okay. I'm capping my pen for this one. The next game is the greatest game that we are ever going to see in our lifetime. I am so thankful that the Green Bay Packers are not playing until Monday night, so I can park my sweet ass down and for 4 hours sit there and witness this spectacle which is going to finally get me closer to divinity. The Washington Redskins versus the Miami Dolphins. Two teams that are such a nuclear wasteland of an organization that both of them cannot win a game. They both have no short-term and long-term future. I cannot wait to watch this thrilling game of football. This is such a coin toss that I would actually pick a coin to win over these two teams.
So, does that mean you're picking a tie?
That's where my heart is. I really don't know which team sucks less, and I cannot wait to find out on Sunday. Like, this team really is like Tyson versus Muhammad Ali if they were both infants. And so you just put them in the crib, and they were rolling over a lot, right? And they couldn't get back up. So maybe like two turtles that are on their backs that are fighting, and they can't because
they're
on
their
backs.
So I'm gonna go with the Redskins because this has just been too long.
Yeah, I agree. It's been too long for either of these teams to pull off a win. And you know what? I'm gonna say Josh Rosen comes out and he gets it done. I'm gonna go with the Dolphins. That's right. They're gonna get their first win this week. They're not. They're both gonna lose. And then moving
on. That's called a tie.
Yes. To the Saints. No, that'd be a tie. Not they both lose. The tie counts differently than a loss, Jade.
You can't have two teams lose.
I know.
That's why it would count as a tie.
Well, you know who's going to lose on Sunday watching this game?
Everybody who watches
America.
The game.
Now, moving on to the Saints and the Jaguars. The Saints have been Rick rolling because they're never going to let you up. They're going to never let you down. They're never going to let you run around and desert you. Never going to make you cry. Never going to say goodbye. Never going to tell a lie and hurt you. Because Teddy Bridgewater's been doing well for so long. Drew Brees is out, but they don't care at all. Because Michael Thomas and Kamara are lighting it up on the field. So I'm going to say the Saints are going to take down the Jaguars here.
Sometimes it fascinates me. Like, I get that you put your own lyrics into songs. But, like, most people do that and do, like, a line or two, or maybe the chorus. But you like keep going. You do more. It's kind of interesting that you're just like, the words are just going and you just make them work. It's something.
Like the Energizer Bunny, I just keep going and going and going. Just not for my sexual stamina.
I'll go with the Saints.
All right. And moving on to the Bengals who can't win a game versus the Ravens who... Defense is a little suspect, if you ask me, but, you know, they should be able to get it done. I don't think the Bengals are going to win still. So, Ravens.
Ravens.
Quote the Raven, nevermore. Then we have the Seahawks, who had a thrilling Thursday night game in which Russell Wilson looked like a god, winning by 1 point because of a missed field goal against the Rams, going against the Browns, who just got their asses served to them on a platter. By the 49ers. They were like, here you go. Here's your asses. Here you go. I'm going to go with the Seahawks here.
I'm also going to go with the Seahawks.
Then we have the
Philadelphia.
Yeah, they're the sea chickens, so that works.
Mm.
What's a Seahawk, Jade?
A seagull.
Because they're garbage.
So stupid.
Then moving on to the Eagles.
Vikings.
Versus the Vikings. The Vikings pulling their heads out of their asses to defeat the Giants. Good job, guys. You little special little guys over there. The Eagles, though, seem to turn their season around with a big old yui. And they've been doing pretty darn well. This should actually be a pretty damn good game.
Okay, Vikings.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Fine.
Because I think that the Vikings offense still sucks. Then we have... Who? Who? I think no. This game's going to be a little spicy meatball, vegan. The Texans versus the Chiefs. The Chiefs getting their first loss against the Colts on Sunday Night Football. They came in with their big-ass freaking defense, and they came in with their big-ass run game, and they were like, no, Patty Mahomes. No. No. But it seems like Tyreek Hill might be back. But then the Texans also put up over 50 points against the crappy Falcons. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. They're going to bounce back this week.
You said so many words.
And so little. Just so little.
Chiefs.
All right. You okay? What happened? Don't touch the microphone.
I need a massage. Right here.
Well, here's two teams that couldn't support you or themselves. The Falcons versus the Cardinals. The Falcons are just on a landslide of absolute suckitude, while the Cardinals being able to pull off their first win against the Bengals. So again, nothing really said there. God, I want to pick the Falcons because they have more talent. I feel like the Cardinals have a chance, but I'm going to go with the Falcons here and have them let me down one more time. I'm picking a lot of birds this week.
I was just going to comment about the birds.
Alfred Hitchcock movie. Well, I mean, either way, it would have been a bird.
Yeah.
So are you going with Grandma's team, or are you going with a Falcon?
Because Grandma
watches Cardinals. Watches, yes, Cardinals. Eating out of the bird feeder. Oh, yes, geez. We've talked about this. She gets a lot of bird seed every single time. Really? Okay. Then we have, another good game. The undefeated San Francisco 49ers, which a lot of people, myself included, don't think that they're for real at all.
They're fake. They're pretend. They're imaginary.
What if all of this is fake?
Well, then I wouldn't have a real knot in my shoulder. And then I'd feel better. But this is all real because it feels like it hurts. And you won't help me.
Speaking of teams that won't help themselves, the Rams on a two-game losing streak right now, and the 49ers, this is going to be their biggest test thus far. Can they show that they are actually contenders in the NFC West? I'm going to say no.
Rams. I need Todd Gurley to do good.
Yeah, don't we all? Then we have the Tennessee Titans losing 14-7 against the Buffalo Bills last week. Going up against the Broncos.
The week, huh?
Yeah, they are. The Broncos, they won their first game.
Woo!
Look at them, right? God, you know what? I never picked the Titans, so I'm going to say the Titans are going to win.
How have the Titans been doing?
They are so hot and cold. They're essentially like you.
I'm going to go on with the Broncos then.
Okay.
Maybe they'll win 2 weeks in a row.
Maybe. Then we have...
Cowboys.
It's the Cowboys. The Jets, they have Sam Darnold back.
I don't care.
He came back from mononucleosis.
Oh.
He got mono.
Well, he's got to stop kissing.
But together, we're a great duo.
Sometimes they're just so bad.
Yes, I agree. The Jets are terrible this season, and I haven't won a game yet, so I'm going to go with the Cowboys as well. Then we have the Steelers versus the Chargers. The Chargers, another team that is just so disappointing. And the Steelers, well, they've been disappointing since week one. So, yeah, this is just a disappointment. On paper, like before the season started, I was like, oh, this could be a good game. Now, I couldn't care less.
I feel like there's a lot of games this week that are like toss-ups because...
I agree.
Not like a clear winner.
I'm going to go with the Chargers. Are they going to steal the win, Jade?
Yeah.
Okay, Steelers it is. And then... The Green Bay Packers.
You just spit on me.
Marched into Arlington, Texas last week and handed the Cowboys a big fat L. Yeah, third quarter, 31-3. Who cares what the final score was that we only won by 10, 34-24? But the point is that the Green Bay Packers are sitting atop the NFC North, glorious and triumphant, going against the Lions, who nearly beat the Chiefs 2 weeks ago, with only one game lost and one game tied. Who will come out on top? It's in Lambeau Field, baby, so you know who it's gonna be. The Lions have swept the Packers 2 years in a row. No more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back, Packers.
Who's Jack?
We don't talk about him. Because he hit the road. Just like the Lions are on the road and are going to lose on the road.
All right, I'll go with the Packers.
Woo! Oh, wait a minute. Hold the phone. If I'm not mistaken, you have picked the pack against the Packers every single week except for the Eagles one. in which they lost, which is the only game that they lost. The only one I'm not sure is, because you definitely picked the Bears to win week one, you picked the Vikings to win week two. I don't know if you picked the Broncos to beat the Packers.
I don't know. We can never find it.
That's week five. Okay, so we don't need that. We need week three. Can I throw that out?
Yep. Because remember, I always try to look back.
Okay, hold on. I might have it on one of these papers.
Who cares? I started our picks with a P, so I'm going to end my picks with a P.
I got a P. Week three. Week three. I found it. Okay.
Packers.
Oh, you pay. All right, never mind. I thought you were jinxing us, but you didn't. You didn't. Okay, I'll allow it then.
I ain't got that kind of voodoo magic.
Power of voodoo.
No one's going to know that. Stop it.
Comment if you've ever seen the movie Labyrinth before.
No, you're not supposed to tell them. You're supposed to sing a little bit of the song and see if they know what it is, because now they're all going to say they know what it is.
Remind me of a babe. So these are our wonderful, majestic picks, topped off with the Green Bay Packers winning, so I guess all is well in the Grassi household this week. Unless the Packers lose, then...
I'll have to hear him yelling and screaming.
Yep, and that's Monday night.
And then so will you, because you'll be watching him.
They choose to watch me.
Stream.
You don't.
I hear you. I live with you. I have to hear you and watch you every day.
You don't have to watch me. But you can watch me whip. No, I'm in there now. You can always find me at TomGrassiComedy.com or at TomGrassiComedy. All social media is seen down below. Check out podcasts on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, and, of course, the YouTube. And a big shout and thank you to all the Patreon members over at Patreon.com/TomGrassiComedy. But thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grassi.
I'm Jade Grassi.
And as always, go, pack, go.
Maybe.